Okay, so we're about to begin a new sugya. Any, we have the sheets yet or not yet? Still floating around somewhere? Okay, so we're about to begin a new sugya. The Gemara on the bottom of Tesa Bebeis starts giving you lists and lists of differences between different mazikin. A little bit of a, you know, a potpourri. Shore has these different halachas, and Bor has this, and Eish has this, and every possibility that there are differences between the mazikin. So one of the things in the list catches our attention. And that's what when the Gemara quotes a braisa that says there's a difference between a shor and a boar. Shor is certain chumras that boar doesn't have. Shor pays koifer, boar doesn't, that we already know a little bit about. Shor pays shleshim shaleved, that we know a little bit about that also. But here we haven't really talked about this year. Nigma dino ase b'hanor, that a shor that kills someone, not the damage, it kills a human being. So then it becomes osab hano. So not only is there a mitzvah of being a shor, you have to kill it, tzchaivski, tzchaimisa. But in addition to that, it's osab hano as well. How do you know that a shor haniskal is osab hano? Because the chumash lo yachos b'sara. We'll see as we go on. That includes don't eat, don't get enough, etc. Lo yachos b'sara says a din d'araisa that shor haniskal is osab hano. So that's agreed upon by everybody. It's possible. Chumash says that's such a great chiddush. But what starts the ball rolling in the sugya is the way the Braisa formulates at what point in time it becomes osav hanah. And the Braisa says two words, nigma dina. Once there's a gemar din, that means once based in caught the shore, and the Adam came, and the dayanim sat, the 23 dayanim, it's like dina nefashos, because kamisa ba'al kamisa shore. So you have to real dina nefashos. Remember we spoke about, it was machorik to be Yaakov and the Rabbanim, we spoke about that recently, about whether the shore has to sit where? Has to sit in the bays, and also has to sit in the stands and listen to the Gemar Din. That was another story. But eventually it's based like the Nefashos. And then the Beis gives the Psak. Sure, Ploini Atachayev Skilu Beis Din. Now it's going to take them a few hours till they figure out how to actually do this. But in that interim time, so the Braisa says, Nigma Din, it's Asabano. What would that mean, Nigma Din Asabano? Like any other Yisrael, but you can't use it, right? It's not obvious. So where does it come from again? Where did this din come from? It doesn't say that in the Chumash. The Torah says, "Kol yisakel hashor," you have to kill the shor. Bleiachas b'saro, and then at that point you can't eat it. So from the just the pshuta shemikra, it sounds like yes, it's true the shor is aser, but only post the misa itself. How do you know that interim period that nigbar dina aser b'ano? So the answer is that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Memalef. It's a very, very famous Gemara. It's in Bava Kamma Memalef, and it's in the second parak of Psachim, it's in the second parak of Kiddushin. Famous Kashin. Famous Braisa, where the Gemara raises the following question. Braisa says, "And Daf Mem Aleph from Aleph, Bavakam. Turn her up on the second Gemara. Mimash b'shenem asakol yisakel hashor. Eini yodeh shenaveli yonaveli asur be'achila." The phrase in the Chumash "Loi achas b'saro" is presumably superfluous. Why? The Torah says you have to stone the shore. Last we checked, stoning a shore is not a valid method of shechita. Now, we may not know too much about Shechita, maybe next year, if the yeshiva learns Chulin, which it is, if you're in a shia that learns about Shechita, which you may not be, so you may learn a lot about Shechita. But if you're in a shia that doesn't learn about Shechita, so you'll probably know about as much about Shechita then as you do now. So there are different things you should know about Shechita. So one of the things you have to know about Shechita is that stoning a shore is not Shechita. That I can tell you. Shechita means you have to take a knife, and you got to check the knife. And we spoke about this, we just talked about this. About Shehiya and Hagrama, right? The Chavishuch Shechitas, right? A lot of dinim. The whole first two prachim of Sechet Chulin deal with all the intricacies of Hilcha Shechita, but Skila for sure is not that. So therefore, Sakol Yisakel Hashor, I would have known on my own, Chutz, I can't eat it. Why can't I eat it? Because there's a Pasim Chumash, also Hilcha Nevela. The Pashas Re'ei, the Torah says don't eat Nevela. The halakhic definition of Nevela, check Kalachapidah is. Any animal that wasn't shechted properly, any animal that died in any other shape or form, whether natural causes, whether it was shot, was thrown off a cliff, whether it was stolen, remember, any other death in an animal besides the kasher shechita is called nevela. That's nevela mubatara. So says the Gemara, I know already it's a nevela. So why does the Torah say v'achlas b'saro? So here's the chav. Magid l'chakos. The Torah is telling me, shem shachtoi la'acha shenigmadino osa b'achila. It's coming to tell me that even if I did shech the shore, what do you mean you shech the shore? The Torah says, Sakol Yisrael Hashor. You're right. I jumped the gun. I just got a psak from the basin that my shore is a shore on this skull. It's about to be killed. It's about to be stoned. So I run into the basin with my shechita knife and I shech it in front of the basin. So I would think that now shechita, it's not a nevela. Kamash v'lo lo yechas b'saro. You're not allowed to eat the meat, even though it was shechted. So if the shor physically was niskal, of course you can't eat it. It's a nevela. But hachal ma'askin and the chiddush apostle, this pasuk is afilu shechtai once it's nigmar dinai. How do I know I'm not allowed to be nana from it? I can't feed it to my dogs. Noki means that you're cleaned out. You're wiped out. The shore is mamish to the garbage. So not only is it close to sorrow, but balasha noki, you can have absolutely no connection whatsoever to what's left of the shore, and it's all lost about non-finished. The truth is, the Gemara has other possible drushes for that. The Gemara is not sure that's what the pasuk of Noki really means, but when all the dust settles, everyone agrees that as mechila as non-finished. So the source that the Issa begins at the time of Nigma Dino is from the phrase of Lo Yachas Basaro, because otherwise it would have been superfluous. Because we are bothered with the necessity of that phrase, that led Chazal to the conclusion that it must be that the Kavanah Satayr was Nigma Dino as Banoa, not necessarily the point of Skila per se. I can't give you a Gemara. So if you would just read this.
I'm not understanding that it's saying Shar Niskal, which you shefted, wasn't Aser Banoa once Nigmar Dino happened. The Nigmar Dino already happened, and then you shefted.
Right.
And then you shefted.
Right, so now it's Aser. You're not allowed, Lo Yachas Basaro.
Yeah, but that's coming after Dino. I'm saying there was a time period between Nigmar Dino and you shefting it.
So, okay, hold on. Hang on for a second. So this phrase, Lo Yachas Basaro, it's obviously not talking about a shore that was literally Niskal. So it must be it's talking about a shore that wasn't yet Niskal, but was shechted. And that's the source of Nigma Dino Asabano. So hang on for a second. So if you just read this Gemara Kepshuto, and you read our Gemara Kepshuto, if I were to ask you, so Tachlis, pinpoint the moment that the shore becomes Asabano. It's not the skila per se, because if it would be the skila, then this case would be mutter. So it's clearly not the skila proper. So what is the what other point could there be? There's only one other meaningful point. What is that other meaningful point?
In between.
There's a one point. I don't need one point. Give me one split second in time that the Yisrael Noah kicks in. Nigma Dino. Give me, there's a timeline here. At what point? The animal was born. Is it Asabano? No. The animal had its fifth birthday. Is it Asabano? No. The animal gored. Is it Asabano? No, not yet. The animal was Nigma Dino. Could it be Asabano now? Possibly. I don't know yet. Comes the Toshua Pen and says, yep, that's the point. Because the point can't be later, because then the phrase is superfluous. So the point must be Nigma Dino. That's the Iser. And that's exactly what Abrai says. Nigma Dino, Asabano.
Could one have the Havamina that the Asabano should kick in once it gores, like before there's any Nigma Dino?
I mean, one could have theoretically thought that, but it's kind of early to say that. We didn't even know that. Nothing really happened yet. So that's the simple reading of all these Gemaras. The words say Nigma Dino, Asabano. If that would be true, so what would the din be in the following case? It's a fellow is watching as the Beis is Nigma Dino on the shore, and Beis at Kataskin finished Nigma Din, Chayev at the Skila, and it's the 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to do the Skila 5 o'clock today. So the Bailam raised him and say, you know, I'm so sorry that this happened, you know, I understand, I'm cobbled, if a shore is going to get killed at 5 o'clock, but there are another 3 hours left, and you know, it's the middle of the plowing season, and can you do me a favor? I'll be back at 5 o'clock. They'll put a GPS around his ankle. It's not going to run anywhere. And don't worry about. I'm not taking the shore anywhere. Right? You can send someone from the, what do they call those guys? The guys who, the person's under like house arrest. You know,
marshals.
Someone can come and watch me. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, you can video on it. But let me for the next 3 hours just do some work with the shore. It's going to get killed anyway. So if you would ask me, what do you think the psak should be? No, what do you mean? It's like asking, can I please eat that cheeseburger? Just pretty please, just one cheeseburger. Come on, please. Let me just work for 3 hours. No. What do you mean? It's also about no now. Not that we don't trust you to bring the shore back. It's also about no. Finish that discussion. That's what I would have said. And the truth is, that's probably what most of the Rishonim say. And Rabbi Natan disagrees. Sometimes that's not true. Lo hayu dvar me'olam, says Rabbi Natan. The animal's not Asabano now. Wait a second. But the Gemara just said that if I shecht it and I never get around to doing skeel on it, so it's Asar Bano, right? So you see, that's not the skeel that created the Asar. So it's not the skilu. What is it? It must be the Gemara didn't. It's happened a minute of time to turn around and say, no, it's okay. Kol's not the animal is alive. A live animal is not also not off. If it's alive, it's still okay. You want to ask for special permission from the, what do you call it, the marshal's office?
Yeah.
Marshal's office to do you plow. The marshal's in a good mood to let you plow with the animal. You want to take it for a little ride around, you know, the countryside, get to say goodbye to the animal. We'll let you do that. But says Rabbi Natan, when does the animal become also bano? Not mishas gemara din. There is no such din. I think Gemara says nigma din. That didn't really mean it. Nigma din also bano means that it's not the skill that creates the yisur, but it's not the nigma dino either. So what is it that creates the yisur? Catch this one: the death of the animal. Once the animal that had a nigma dino on it is no longer alive, al zen nema batoira. So holds mad that there was merely in my head, but the animal is still alive and well and kicking. That is not osavano. It's not osavano. The Yisrael not only begins to kick in post. You need that first. Obviously, the animal just dies. Not osavano. It's osvechim and osavano. The Yisrael not only begins to take root if and when there was nigmadino and it subsequently died. And al zeh nema leachos b'sara. So that's quite a different way of reading this statement of Nigmar Dino Asabana. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Nigmar Dino Asabana doesn't really mean this is the moment in time it becomes also. What does it mean? It means it's coming to highlight what? Even though what? What is Nigmar Dino Asabana almost like highlighting in contrast? Even though the animal what? Didn't actually get what?
Yeah.
Get skila. Don't be misled by those people who only read the certain kipshutim and think that sakal yisakal means mamish skila is the osa. No, not true. A death of the animal post mardin is really the moment of truth. But to say that there's an issa b'chayah behemel hoyd from yolam, that this is quite a reading of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara does use the phrase ding mardin osabana, but since Rabbeinu Tam, that's what it means. That's what it means over here. It means dafne mal sakal kedusha every place. That's what it means. Ding mardin osabana. So we have a machloikis now between Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to call it just about everybody else. I can't document everybody else, but I can document anyone else who doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam says. Whoever didn't say Rabbeinu Tam's razzle dazzle probably read the Gemara Kipshuto. Probably Rashi, probably the Rambam, probably most of the Rishonim held that Nigmadino means Pshuto Kimush. So we have a machloikis Rabbeinu Tam against the world about whether Nigmadino should be interpreted literally or almost like figuratively in contrast to Skila, but Chaya Behema, everything is still good to go. Well, let's see, are there any Gemaras that weigh in on this topic?
The Gemara says, She'im shachtu l'achar sh'nigmar dino.
Yeah.
So that's all when it's already dead. Im shachtu, it's going to be dead once it's shechted.
Right. So who are you asking? Are you a Raya or a
Kohen? I'm Raya for Rabbeinu Tam, and I question all the other Rishonim.
No, the Braisa is just giving you a normal thing the person's going to do, that if you go ahead and shecht it, you should know it's asur, because it was already asur from day one, back from the Nigmar din. And who did not? If you would have run to ride it, the Gemara didn't want to give an example of the guy's going to ride it for 10 minutes. How long is this going to? How long is he going to plow with it? The Gemara wants to give a real dollars and cents nafkamina. So the dollars and cents nafkamina is, it's the meat is also.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, then when the Gemara says in Shaftu, it's coming to say that it's because it's dead now that you
right.
shafted it, that it's
right.
also dead. Why is the like? That's kind of I feel like a weird way to give over Rabbeinu Tam's opinion.
What should have said? It should have said after it's dead. So shachto
is like the Gemara's been using all these cases of like natural causes. Maybe you say like sure dies.
It should have said it's dead. It yeah. died. Okay. That's a good argument. You made that. The Gemara could have easily have just said Mesa Shor Nesavano. Okay, so either the Gemara was just talking about Hove, and we're just trying to highlight just what the guy's trying to do, because the goal of this guy, why is he running into the basin with the Shechita knife for? Because he thinks he's gonna save a few dollars by shechting the animal. Right? So the stomach that or the stomach that's what's happening here. Right. It's a good horror that you're making, yeah.
If that's how Rabbeinu Tam's reading the Braisa, then Nigmar Dino doesn't match him from Gemara Din, does he also apply that to the other Din in Braisa?
What other Din in the Braisa?
Hectation.
Oh, you mean the Daphne Hayes Braisa? We got a lot of work to do Daphne Hayes. We didn't get anyone here, Daphne Hayes. Okay?
So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the shore somehow survives the skila,
survives the skila, we'll do it again. Yeah, then no one survives skila. We will do skila until it's no one survives skila. Okay. So again, so we have Rabbeinu Tam, we have the other Rishonim, and now we have a challenge to try to figure out, well, are there any Gemaras that support one over the other? So the Gemara discusses this in Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin in a very, very real halacha l'maaseh context, something that we probably haven't had too many shiles on recently, and that's Tzipori Mitzora. Tzipori Mitzora. We know what a Mitzora is. What a Tzipori Mitzora. So tucked away in the very beginning of Parshas Mitzora. This year, people have a chance of actually following it and learning, because when Tzipori Mitzora are together, by the time you get to the beginning of Mitzora, nobody knows what's going on anymore. Everyone's tuned out. But this year, they're separate, so we have a fighting chance. Maybe someone's going to be listening for Risha. So in the beginning of Parshas Mitzora, so what do you have to do before the Mitzvah brings his elaborate karbonos? What does he have to do first? The first process doesn't do the karbonos. What is it? He has to take two birds. V'lokach. Seitz perim chayos tohoros. V'eitz eres v'shitolas v'ezov. Nobody even knows it because it's Rishon, but when it's the parshas are together, it never gets named as Rishon, so no one knows it from Monday or Thursday. So this year, you're actually going to hear those words once every 3 years. So the Torah says that you have to take the two birds, and a very, very elaborate mitzvah you do with the two birds. One of them gets shechted, and then you use some of the blood to mix with other things, etc. And what happens to the other bird? So the Gemara tells us that one of the two birds, after this procedure is done, is asa b'hanol. And the other bird is muta b'hanol. I think about it has a whole series of psukim and drushas to get to that point. But the only thing that's not clear, which bird is which? Is the Torah's kavana to asa the mishalachas or to the asa the shchuta? Which one? So the Gemara is back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And finally the Gemara says that lo matzinu balechayim she'asurim. Gemara says it's very, very unlikely that all of a sudden here the Torah is throwing a curveball at you and saying that the Meshulachas is also. Very unlikely that the Meshulachas is the one that's also, because that would mean that a live bird is also banot. We never heard of such a thing, a live bird being also banot, live animals also banot. We think of Dvar Masur banot as dead things or inanimate objects. We look through our list of Yisrael, no, we don't find such a concept that a Dover that's Chai is also banot. The Gemara says, really, is that true? There's no such thing as a Dover Chai being also banot? What does the Gemara ask? Oh yeah, yoy. Masl v'yirmiya. Ashur ha'niskol. Now, ashur ha'niskol is not just an animal that kills somebody. It can be ashur ha'niskol for other reasons also. What's that? If it's roveh v'nirva. If it had relations with a person, so then that also gets at the title of ashur ha'niskol. With all these surah le'ochos b'sarom. So the Gemara says that the Gemara could easily ask no gech also. It's the same thing. It's ashur ha'niskol, basically, the Gemara is asking. So v'harei ashur ha'niskol is also v'hanor mechayim. Well, says you're right. It's also an army chayim, but you know, rov bali chayim asurim. It's very unlikely that's the case. It means one out of a million things is also an when it's still chayim, but 99% of the asurah are no longer alive. So therefore, if you have a choice whether the terrorist kavana was to aser the mishulachas or the shchuta b'hano, it's unlikely that it was the mishulachas, because that's just not the way the Torah speaks. That's not the model of the Torah. When we see the rov alechayim asur, it could be there is once in a blue moon a case like that. Oh, yeshua miskor ben yerver nogeh, etc. But it's unlikely. And therefore, when we're trying to Torah Shema Pes, trying to figure out what is the kavanah of the Rabbeinu Shalom when he said one bird also, one bird mutter, it's more likely that the bird that's also is the shchuta, not the mishulach. That's I can't debate Gemara. But what did the Gemara concede in this discussion?
Everyone else is right.
No.
Everybody
that it really is Asr when it's alive. It really truly is Asr when it's alive. So this Gemara doesn't bode well for Rabbeinu Tam. The simple shot in this Gemara is that it's Taka Asr calls man that it's alive. So we have to work it out for us. How would Rabbeinu Tam read this Gemara? So this is one of the many Gemaras that we're going to discover that are not going to bode well for Rabbeinu Tam. So hopefully we're going to have to see how does Rabbeinu Tam respond to this Gemara. Have to see, hopefully, that's Shem, what the other Gemaras also have been a time to deal with. And then we're going to turn the tables and say there are some Gemaras that don't bode well for the other Rishonim either. So everyone's going to have their little bit of their explaining to do. So when the dust settles, you can be sure that Rabbeinu Tam will survive and the other Rishonim will survive, but each one's going to have a different way of understanding what's going on. Okay, so stop for now. Do this in the